we obviously have to focus on getting through the immediate emergency, but next week I'm going to be making a proposal that consumers who lose their power receive a rebate for the day that they lost power, but also for an additional day. Basically, 2 days of rebates on your power bills for every day that you lose power.
Why?
Well, it's really a twofer in a sense. One, it's just a matter of basic fairness for consumers. If you lose power, you certainly shouldn't pay for it for that day. And then I think that having an additional day of rebate for the inconvenience of having lost power is something that seems fair. But it also creates a financial incentive for the utilities to really marshal the resources, to anticipate the plan, and to react more quickly, because the more quickly they react, the faster the rebate goes away.
Let me ask you finally as we wrap this up. You are a representative. You represent a number of people. What do they think about everything in terms of the utility's response?
Well, I've received dozens of phone calls and emails from constituents in all of my towns, the six towns that I represent. My constituents are buzzing mad about the lack of information, about the lack of what they perceive to be effective effort to restore power, and really just scratching their heads about the delay, because all of the utilities had plenty of notice that this major event was coming along. In fact, it was supposed to be worse. So why didn't we have pre-positioned utility crews from the Midwest or areas that were not impacted by this weather pattern? And certainly going forward, we should. My hope is that if the utilities going forward know that for every day of power being down, they lose 2 days of revenue, that will be a significant incentive. And I think that revenue shouldn't go to the state. I think it should go to the people, the consumers, who pay the bill.